Welcome to the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Provider Services line. Please listen carefully as our menus have changed. To direct your call, please say medical, pharmacy, dental, or behavioral health. Sorry, I didn't hear you. If you're calling about medical benefits, claims, or eligibility, say medical or press 1. For pharmacy-related inquiries, say pharmacy or press 2. For dental inquiries, say dental or press 3. And for behavioral health services, say behavioral health or press 4.
We are experiencing higher wait times in our service centers. As a reminder, you are able to obtain routine eligibility and benefit information, as well as claim status in seconds, using Availity or the web vendor of your choice. We appreciate your patience and apologize for the inconvenience. In order to get eligibility or benefits, we'll need your rendering NPI or HMO site number. For claims or any other inquiries, we'll need your billing NPI. Now, what is your 10-digit NPI or HMO site number?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Please say your 10-digit bill.
Thanks. I'll just look that up.
Which can I help you with? Eligibility and benefits, claims, authorization and referral management, or
electronic prior authorization submission is available via Availity Essentials or by using the Blue Prover tools. Learn more about these online options and register for ongoing training by visiting our plan provider website.
Okay. Authorization and referral management, excluding the three-character prefix. What's the subscriber's ID? I'll need the subscriber's ID.
That's 84557.
Multiple policies were found for that patient. To help narrow it down, what's their group number? For information about where to find the number, more. Do you need to check procedure code requirements? Request authorization and referral, or check the status.
Okay, inpatient, outpatient, home, or referral. And do you want to create a new request or extend an existing request? Please say, create a new request, or press 1, or say, extend an existing request, or press 2. Sorry, I didn't hear you. If you need to request a new authorization, press 1 to extend an existing request. 2. Many outpatient services do not require authorization. Let's first determine if authorization is required for your outpatient service. Please tell me, what's the patient's date of birth?
Please be advised that a quote of eligibility and benefits is not a guarantee of payment. All benefit payments are subject to eligibility, medical necessity, and the terms, conditions, limitations, exclusions, and payment levels of the patient's health benefit plan at the time the services are rendered.
benefit payments are usually not determined based on billed charges and might be significantly less than billed charges. Please note, newborn dependents not listed on the membership file may have benefits available.
This patient's covered under a PPO Plus plan. Coverage began January 1, 2019 to current.
This patient is not subject to pre-existing. The three-character prefix is FJC,
and the group number is
191269.
I have you as a medical doctor specializing in
oncology,
and you are
in network.
Is that right?
To get pre-authorization requirements, we'll need the procedure code. Please say or enter a CPT or HCPCS procedure code. If there are any letters, please say it like this. The letter A. Okay. Say or enter the next CPT or HCPCS procedure code. Or say, okay, say or enter the next procedure code. Or say, that's it.
That's it.
Thanks. Next, is the place of treatment outpatient, office, telehealth, or home? Pre-authorization is not required for
77063
and
77067.
These pre-authorization requirements have been saved to a file. Your confirmation number is
11072555447.
Would you like me to fax these pre-authorization requirements to you? All right. What's your fax number, including the area code? That was
901-545-3.
Thanks. I'll fax the information to you. You should receive it within the next 24 hours. If you have all the information you need, you can go ahead and hang up. Otherwise, we'll go back to the main menu.